Simon Tov Hey, Seif Beis. Mechaber says if somebody has 1 foot out of the Tchum or 1 foot in the Tchum, he can come back in. Mr. Brewer says we go by Saruba, you go by most of his body. Since he only has 1 foot out, so we see him as still being mostly in the Tchum, he can come back in. Mr. Brewer also says that based on what we said in the previous Seif, that really you have 4 amas out of the Tchum, that you can still get yourself back in, because even if you go out of the Tchum, you still get 4 amas in each direction. And once those 4 amas hook up with the original 2000, you get back your original 2000. So we have to restructure this case that somebody is at the edge of 4 amas out of his tchum. He has 1 foot in the 4 amas out of the tchum, 1 foot out of the 4 amas. Still, he's allowed to come back in. Sif Gimel. Mechaber says somebody who Shabbos starts, it's Kiddush Yom, Shabbos starts on Friday night, and he happens to be about 1 amah out of the tchum of the city. He cannot come back to get the tchum of the people in the city, because since he's more than 2,000 amas out of the city, he gets 2,000 amas from wherever he is in all directions. The halach would be that if he'd be just a drop in the tchum of the city and he wants to get the tchum of a bnei yir, the people from the city, he would get the tchum. But now he starts Shabbos out of the tchum, so now he loses that. Now again over here, Mishnah Berurah says that because you get 4 amas plus the 2,000, so really discusses somebody who's 2,005 amas out of the city, not somebody who's 2,001 amas out of the city, because you have 4 amas plus you get back your 2,000. So if now the mechaber discusses somebody who went out of the tchum shleil das without realizing it. Mr. Berurah says, could be on this, could be a shugging, it could be went out normally, but it's a dvar mitzvah, so he's allowed to go out. Whatever the case is, it wasn't something that was done b'das, but kavanah wrongfully. So in order to get him back in, we can make a mechitza of people that have Erev Tchum, and this way they're allowed to go more than 2,000 amos over here. They can make the mechitzas around him, and as long as within the mechitza, he can walk as much as he wants, because anyway, it's within mechitzas, it's kedal adal, it's like 4 amos. And this way they can walk him back until he gets himself back into his original place, back to the original Tchum, and even if the size of mechitzas is a huge area, it doesn't make a difference. Once they form the mechitzah around them, or 4 sides, it's like he's walking in a place of mechitzas, and they can get him back into his tchum. Once he's in his tchum, they can go back to the original city without the mechitzas anymore. And Mishnah Berurah says again, all they really do is to get him into Dal Amos of his tchum, because then Dal Amos connects him with his tchum. But the Mechaber says, it's discussing a case of those people who are the mechitzah and the other mechitzah people don't know they're being used for mechitzah. That's a very far-fetched, unusual case. And Mr. Burr says, look back at some Shin Sanach Beis, Gabi Hotzav Achnasa, that we also had this DM of Chitz Neyad. Mechaber says, again, it's only by somebody who left the Tchum Shleil Das, Oine Shegeg Dvar Mitzvah, but if he left the Das wrongfully, then he does not have this Kula, because even if we make Mechitz Neyad around him, if he's in real physical Mechitz, still he cannot go more than 4 amas, like we shall learn about later on, we get a Sevav. Mechitz Neyad certainly is not going to be better than physical Mechitzes. So if, hey, discuss somebody who was forcibly taken out of the Tchum by Goyim or by Ruach Ra, like he lost his mind or something like that, and now he got his mind back, or any other oinus or shogeg. And now the tchum, now the new place, he only has 4 amas. Now the 4 amas could be, like we said originally, in the beginning of the tchum, and some shin tzayivav, it could be 4 amas in each direction, but that's all he has. Let's say he's brought back to the original tchum also by oinus, by the goyim, or through rach ra, or whatever oinus or shogeg, whatever it was. So now he gets back his original, once back tchum, gets back his original 2,000 amas, like it was the chetchila. The son was yotzah shleil das, left the tchum without das, without kavanah. And he was brought back also Shleil Das, he gets back his original Tchum. However, if this person is Yot Shleil Das, now he chooses normally to go back to Das, that does not work, and he only has his 4 amas. And Mishnah Berurah tells us that's only somebody who went back into his Tchum Ladas. If he mamish went back into the original ear, and the original ear is Mukum Mechitzes, which generally Hekav Mechitzes gets like Dal Amos, even though by Amazed we don't usually give you the cool of Hekav Mechitzes being Dal Amos, here where Amazed took you back to the original city, which is Mukum Mechitzes, then it is considered Dal Amos, and Mishnah will learn more about that later on, Sif Ches, as we continue in the Siman. The Ramah discusses somebody who goes onto a ship, and now the ship ends up traveling out of the Tchum, and now it comes back into the original Tchum where it came from, it's Kilo, he did not go out, same as a person was taken out and brought back forcibly by Goyim. Shmuel explains to him about somebody who's kind of Shvisa on dry land, on the port, on the mainland, who went to the ship on Shabbos, not realizing he was going to travel on Shabbos. So now he was mamish, like, forcibly taken out of his Tchum on Shabbos, so it's Yotzeh Shleil Das, not Ladas. And the return also is obviously beyond his control, so Shleil Das. Obviously, we're discussing a case, Mr. Berurah says, was Lamata Meisaris within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Otherwise, you have the coolers of the Malamisar and the previous Simon. So, in this case over here, it's Yotzah Shleil Das, the Al Kavana, it's Chazah Shleil Das. He gets back his original Tchum, just like the person of the Goyim took him out, and the Goyim brought him back.